101. Don't overendeavor. Well, I was often told that or heard that being spoken. And was told that it can, you know, Srila Prabhupada used to say that. Not sure, but it sounds like, because it gets more and more clear and obvious as the years go by, especially when you're 70 plus, that one shouldn't over endeavor, because it's just much more obvious that it's not good. I mean, it's less effective even for your daily work. And I spoke to God brothers of mine who were like, yeah, I work 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day, something like that, when you're in this age, which I think is normal and natural. Otherwise, you might just risk diseases and all kinds of things. But not only that, I mean, yes, Prabhupada also said health comes first. And I think this do not over-endeavor goes in that category, because at least I also clearly noticed that I'm much more sensitive to stress than when I was young. But also, I'm happy because I have the freedom now to avoid stress, and it just takes a little ordinary life wisdom to learn and understand that, the importance of that. And I mean, or we learn it the hard way, because it's easy to just walk into a wall when you're this older age, and it kind of comes gradually. And therefore, I'm also speaking to younger, you who are younger, because it becomes like a lifestyle. Work harder, harder, more and more. And especially it became like that a bit in the old days in our movement among us, which, yes, we need to tell that story too, because it's something that shouldn't be, how to say, inherited as a, and become a fixed tradition. It can last for hundreds of years. Do not over-endeavor. It's instruction from the Acharya. What does it mean? It means that, this is what I at least understand it to be mean, learn to know your natural ability. People have different strengths, some intellectual, some physical, and so on. Some emotional, and can take more in different ways and less in other ways. So we need to find our own dharma, you could say, our own nature, natural ability. And in a way, you could talk about gunas, because we're talking about here our personal qualities, character, constitution, so to speak. So to find that balance there, that yeah, so many hours a day works. For instance, I Vegavan told me as a friend who started a company where everyone should work 6 hours a day instead of 8 hours a day. And he insisted on that theory, that this is the more optimal for humans. And that's the kind of thinking I'm thinking of here. It's kind of wise, a bit thinking a bit further. Why? Because you're thinking sustainability, long term. I mean, we have seen so many, right? The old rock stars we used to adore and glorify. They burnt themselves, they went so, you know, so much in the fast lane. They burnt themselves out before they were 30 and died, many of them, at that age. There were even slogans like that, live fast, die young, things like that. So we can see it in action. And people who are working extremely hard, very ambitious people, age faster, I think. When I was walking in park, the Black Bamboo Park there in Beijing, which I really love to take walks in the morning, the fields, the lawns were just there were trees there, nice to walk. But among the trees there were people, old, especially old people, pensioners, doing their morning Qigong, Tai Chi, and dancing, and just playing with each other or by themselves. And I say that's... And they looked so fresh and young and strong. Although many of them, I mean, they were like probably in their 80s, between 70 and 80. So, yeah. In this way, we can go on and on and on, year after year after year after year, long, healthy life. And be Krishna conscious, not be disease conscious, or body conscious, or mind conscious, and disturbance conscious. And you see it, some they look just not happy. Although they may be holy and adored and worshipped. So, well, of course, we choose the ideals that we want to follow and live up to. Each one of us have our free will. But I kind of remember how this word don't, this expression there, don't over endeavor. And the thing is also that to take breaks, for instance, we know that. I mean, if you learn planning and running organizations and all of that, and if you have read your 7 habits and so on, I mean, you know that taking a break regularly, I say 10 minutes break, you gain like 2 or 3 hours a day. But especially, I would say, just sit down in front of your favorite altar, in front of your goddess and God, and Bhagavan, divinity, supreme personality of Godhead. And just be there. It's not that God is demanding things from you, standing there looking at you and, oh, so what are you going to do for me today? Haven't you done more than that? There may be some thing of this old Christian or whatever God, heavy people making God to punisher and as heavy as they are. But you know, that's anthropomorphism in action, as usual. So nothing new. But, and that's why I really love Shishi Gandharika Gird. I have a picture on my TV, which is my altar. It became like that. And Shishi Gonitai and Guru Parampara, so on, Shingadev. When I sit here, I'm in reality. There's, well, not really any difference between sitting in front of that altar. For real, because it's real anyway. You are real, they are real. And Krishna just wants to be your friend, my friend. God loves us, doesn't need anything from us except our love. Just like with us, right? If you have a friend, you want to show your love to that friend, and happy if that friend also shows reciprocation, appreciation, and maybe love back. Oof, that's what life is about. So that's what Krishna consciousness is about, and life as a devotee. So that time, we call it sadhana, that we can wisely spend every day is maximum optimal relaxation time. both mentally, spiritually, bodily. And we should take it like that. Rejuvenation. So again, this is part of my, you could say, daily ongoing realizations of how beautiful this is. This ISKCON that Prabhupada created. And I sometimes sitting like this, is I just want to share that, and hey, look here, some lots of beauty going around here. Anyway, Hare Krishna.